Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll about with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep with my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, because I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Ooh, hi.
Welcome to Wrestling F Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, wrestling fans? We have a guest for you tonight. She's a second-generation wrestler. She is the daughter of WWE Hall of Famer, one of the greatest managers of all time, Paul Ellering. Give it up for Rachel Ellering.
What's up? How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to Wrestling F Factor Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes. We also joined by Tommy, Two Chefs, our co-host, and Romeo.
How are you?
Hey, Miss Rachel. How you doing? Good to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
So how's everything going with you?
Oh, everything's really good, thank you. Yeah, I've been crazy busy ever since I moved down to Orlando a couple months ago, and really just crazy. The whole experience has been crazy since I got into it when I moved up to Canada to train with Lance Storm. So truly living my dream every single day, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, from what I've seen, you're a wonderful talent. I was watching some of your work down from CCW online, and I must say I was very impressed.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you. Hey, Tommy. Hey, Wayne. How y'all doing, man?
Doing good. Yes. How was it like growing up in a household of a Hall of Famer pro wrestling manager like your dad?
You know, for me growing up, my dad was just dad. I never viewed him as anything different. It wasn't until he was inducted in the Hall of Fame that I really, my eyes were open to how big of an influence he was on the wrestling community. And that was an experience that changed my life, and I know his as well. I had a very basic childhood, just like everybody, but we weren't surrounded too much by wrestling, honestly. I got into it when I discovered it at 16. And Trish and Lita is what I stumbled upon, and that was the moment that I decided this is what I have to do, it's what I'm meant to do, and so that was really the turning point for me, and yeah, and now it's kind of cool to see where it's transitioned to.
That's awesome. So besides Trish and Lita, was there any other divas, or should I say women athletes, who actually helped you? That's what I'm looking for here.
That inspired me to do it? Yeah. There's a ton. I mean, male and female, really. Trish and Lita were the first. Lita's my all-time favorite. She really changed my life. Also, just a big fan of all the women in that era. Molly Holly was amazing. Chyna, and, you know, she held the IC title 3 times, which is unheard of. But, you know, I also have recently really gotten into Japanese wrestling, and so a lot of those women have that influencing me right now in the last few months. So lots and lots of people on the male end. I am in love with Eddie Guerrero, you know, Mr. Perfect. He's a Minnesota guy as well. I love him. So many influences, Ravishing Rick Rude, Stone Cold, The Rock. I could make a list of it, but Trish and Lita were the first, and so I'm forever grateful for that.
Yes. Well, also the Road Warriors also was your influence also?
I'm biased. They're my favorite tag team of all time. But, you know, they I've gone back, and it's so cool for me because when they were at their peak and when they were doing that, I was too young to really, you know, even watch and comprehend. And so as an adult now, it's so cool to go back and watch all of it. And, you know, it really just see how different the landscape is now compared to then. And it's amazing. Their promos are some of my favorite things to watch whenever I need a good laugh and just want to watch some badass dudes, you know, kick people's butts. And so wrestling style-wise, I haven't really taken too much from, you know, the Road Warriors or anything like that. But I'm also, you know, I'm a single wrestler right now. So maybe if I get a great tag team partner, we can throw out the Doomsday Device.
Yes, I heard you also a power lifter also before.
Yep, I power lifted for 2 years, a crazy amazing 2 years, very, very grateful for that. I've met amazing people all over the world, and so, yeah, my second meet was state, and at the end of my 2 years, it was amazing. My last powerlifting meet was the World Championships, where I won the bronze medal for Team USA, and that is forever one of my biggest accomplishments and proudest moments for me, just to wear the red, white, and blue and represent our country over in South Africa, which is where Worlds was. And so I absolutely love powerlifting. I train a little different in the gym now just because wrestling shape is very different than powerlifting shape, but still do the three lift, squat, bench, deadlift. And so I still incorporate that type of training into my week in the gym, even though I don't compete in powerlifting meets anymore.
So I have a question. How was the Rise of a Queen tournament for you? If I'm not mistaken, that was held earlier this year, correct?
What was that? Sorry?
The Rise of a Queen tournament?
Oh, the Rise of a Queen tournament. Sure. Yeah, that was early. That was a couple months ago. That was actually my first show when I moved down to Florida. And really great experience. Lots of great girls. Lost in the semifinals, but still had a ton of fun. And so since then, I lost to Raquel. She's a TNA knockout. So she got to go to the finals. But since then, I've beaten her, so I got my revenge, per se.
Also, any memories of working at Shine with Tessa Blanchard, another third, which is a third generation wrestler?
Yeah, oh, that's my favorite match of my career thus far, besides my very first match. But Tessa was amazing to be in there with. She is a phenomenal talent and a phenomenal person as well. And so we, in April, had a match at Shine 34 on iPay-per-view, and good match. We had a ton of fun together. She cheated to win, and so this coming Friday, Shine 35 in Ybor City, Florida, I get my rematch. And so it'll be Tessa and I again this Friday on Shine's pay-per-view. I'm looking forward to it so, so much. I know we're going to have a good one.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to Shine 35.
Yeah, the card looks amazing. So it's a privilege to share the locker room with the women that will be there that night. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, they always push the bar up more and more for the upcoming shows.
This one is going to be more crazy, only because you got the Shine champion versus the Shimmer champion versus the TNA Knockout champion, and all three belts on the line. I think that's, like, awesome.
Yeah, yeah, never heard of, right? I'm so, so looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to being a part of the show, but any chance I get, I'm going to be the ultimate curtain creeper and trying to watch the show as well, because it's going to be a good one.
Oh, they have their own Money in the Bank match?
Yep, yeah, it's four girls in a Money in the Bank match, and then whoever wins faces, you know, whoever comes out of that Shine Shimmer TNA championship match. And so that'll be a good one to watch for sure.
So have you worked for ROH yet?
Nope, I haven't.
I would definitely love to see you on ROH Women of Honor.
Oh, it would be my privilege to be on there. I actually know Deonna Purrazzo very well, and she does, you know, stuff with them, and I've heard nothing but good things about Ring of Honor. I'm a wrestling buff. I love watching wrestling, all types, all brands, and so I'm a Ring of Honor fan as well, and I have been for a while. So that would be so cool. I can only hope for an opportunity, but you know, until then, I'm really enjoying what I'm doing right now.
Any dream matches so far that you haven't like fulfilled yet?
Oh, so many, so many. I'm only 6 months into having matches, you guys. So my list of dream matches is still full. I have so, so many. A lot of, you know, with people, but then I also have some. It's one of my biggest dreams to have a match at Target Center in Minneapolis. And so I'm from Minnesota, and that's where I went to all the wrestling shows growing up and throughout college and stuff. And so it would be a dream come true to actually perform there. MSG is on my list, of course, the most famous arena in the world. Japan, I've always wanted to perform in Japan and in as many different countries and places with as many different people as possible. That's like the ground. That sums up my list. I just want to do as many cool things as I possibly can. And I know I'm going to get the chance to work with a lot of really great people. I have already, you know, I mean, I can truly say Tessa, again, I get to be with her this Friday. She is one of my favorite people to be in there with. She is so, so good, and we just click and we mesh, and we're on the same page with telling the same story. And so that's special when you get to work with somebody like that.
Okay, because I think right now, with the exception of Charlotte, y'all the only three second generation from the NWA era, correct?
Yeah, I think so, because, I mean, I know Natty's third generation, but I don't know if Jim was with NWA at all.
Yeah, I don't think Jim was with NWA. He wasn't? So that must be a very elite, you know, circle to be in, very prestigious.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. One of the first conversations, you know, I had with Tessa was about being generational wrestlers, you know, you have a bond. You grew up with the same stuff, and when you're then going into the business, you put up with a lot of the same stuff as well. And, you know, you go through a lot of the same things with, you know, with people, the stigma around being a generational wrestler and thinking that things are handed to you, you know, and things like that. And so we could really relate on that level. But the great thing I think about, and I don't know Charlotte personally, but I'm sure she would say the same thing, is that we're all forging our own path and, you know, a unique path. We each have our own ways that we're doing it and earning it on our own. Tessa works her butt off. I know Charlotte works her butt off. And I like to think I do as well. And we're all trying to get there, you know, and show what we have. We have way more than just the last name. You know, your last name doesn't get to the gym every day and practice and work so, so hard at this. And so I think that all three of us also have that in common, along with being generational.
And there's Tamina Snooker also from WWE also. She lives second generation.
Yeah, I forgot about Tamina.
Yeah, she slipped my mind for a second. I forgot she's out with an injury right now.
Yep. And I forgot there's the Barbarian's niece, Lady
Naya.
Tampa, also. Yes. Lady Tampa. Oh,
Lady Tonga. No.
Tampa, yeah.
And what about Naya? Isn't she in a flow somewhere?
No, just The Rock's cousin on her grandmother's side of the family.
Okay.
Not related to the Roman Reigns or the Yokozuna's side.
I have a question.
Are you there?
Down here, I have a question. In every sport, an athlete has a goal, you know, to be the best, to be the champion. But they also want their legacy to be something after they finish. What would you want your legacy to be? How would you want people to remember you after your career is done?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing that I want to leave, like when I'm done, hopefully a long, long time from now. I'm only 23. I hope I have a long stretch left. But when I'm done, I hope that I can step back and know that I left wrestling better than before I got into it. Because, you know, wrestling doesn't owe us anything. It's a privilege to do what we do, and I'm honored that I get to do this. It's a dream. And so I just hope that I can leave the business better. And also, it's a goal of mine even now, but I'm sure it will be especially then, to know that I was able to influence young girls to pursue any dream. It doesn't have to be wrestling, you know, exactly. But I know that when I look at how Lita and Trish and all of those women influenced me, I hope one day I can have, you know, a young girl say, because of Rachel, I'm pursuing this dream and I'm doing it. And so that would ultimately be my biggest thing, is to leave it better than what it is, and then to also positively influence, you know, the next generation of people, the younger people watching it and hoping to pursue their own dreams. And so those are two things I definitely would say I'd want to leave behind.
Wow, that sounds cool. I've been a fan of wrestling for a while. I used to see your father in the Road Warriors wrestle here in Baltimore. I used to go to the arena, you know, to the arena and watch them wrestle. They are the greatest. Road Warriors are the greatest tag team ever. And I was at WrestleMania 27 when the Road Warriors and your dad got inducted to the Hall of Fame. That was a great moment.
Oh, it's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite life moments. So cool that you were there. That was my first Mania that I had been to, and it'll forever be one of my favorites just because of how special that whole entire weekend was. I got to meet some amazing, amazing, you know, legendary people, and then it was just so cool to be there live and in person for a Mania. I think as a wrestling fan, that should be on everybody's bucket list, is to be at a Mania. And for me, the coolest thing, other than the Hall of Fame night, because that obviously was the best, but Mania, seeing Taker make his entrance, that's something that it just gives me chills thinking about it, being there live that. And yeah, seeing his Mania entrance was one of the coolest things. And so, yeah, absolutely. One of wrestling fans should all try to make it to a Mania.
And it's definitely like a WrestleMania. I've been to 8 WrestleManias already. And
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
he has a record.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, 8, but I know some people been to 10, some been to 15. So I've got a little bit catching up to do. But you're 100% right about WrestleMania. My question, the next question to you is, were you at WrestleMania this year, 2016, and were you behind the scenes? And what was your thoughts on this year WrestleMania?
Sure. I was not behind the scenes this year. I was in Dallas, however. My thoughts on the show overall, I thought it was great. I think the thing that sticks out for me the most is Shane jumping off that Hell in a Cell. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's something that will be on every Mania video package for the rest of time. But I know I'm biased, but I thought that those girls, that triple threat match, I thought it was great. I thought it was one of, if not the best match of the night. They told a great story. They had a great build for it. And all three of those women are phenomenal. And so phenomenal performers. So that's what really sticks out to me. But yeah, I was in Dallas, and such a cool, just a great environment, you know, being around wrestling 24/7 and people who are so passionate and excited about it. I love wrestling so, so much. And so any chance I get to be around other people who enjoy it as well, it's just a blast. You know, you can tell stories, you can watch watch matches together, go to, I was at the WrestleCon show, which was amazing. And so it was a great, great, great time.
I will say this to chime in on that triple threat match. If that match does not get a match of the year, I'm totally calling bullshit. I'm keeping the one.
You won't be the only one.
How I feel about the, everyone knows how I feel about women's wrestling. They know I'm huge on women's wrestling. Now, I'm sorry. As far as a wrestling fan, that match was the match of the night. I'm sorry. It was better to me than a main event. I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
Oh, I completely agree.
It was. Don't be sorry.
Own it. Don't be sorry. I'm on board with you, man. Completely.
If I could.
They tore the house down.
Yeah, if I could, though, I would have changed the finish. Not saying I would have took the belt off of Charlotte, but I would have definitely made it so that it was about them three and not so much about Flair.
Yeah, I think I can kind of agree on the finish. I also think that, you know, that's just 3 seconds of the match. And those girls, you know, the 20 other minutes, they work their butts off to entertain us and put on an amazing match. And so for me, at the end of the day, nothing takes away from the work that they put into that match. And it was about them. You know, they, all three of those girls have, they've changed women's wrestling. There's no way around it. You know, you can throw Bailey in there too. All four of those women have just completely changed the landscape of women's wrestling, and no doubt they deserve that moment in the biggest, on the biggest stage, in the biggest spotlight possible.
I knew it was going to be a good match when I seen Charlotte have Flair's fireworks. I think Ashley was the last diva, well, women I should say, that I've seen with fireworks. And to see how after the match they had fireworks outside the Pavo, it was truly amazing. I'll put that as one of the best WrestleMania matches I've seen for the women next to Trish and Mickey.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it was one of – and the cool thing, because the women had a second match, that was – I think it was the first time that there was two women matches on a Mania. And so – very groundbreaking for women's wrestling. It's a great time to be a women's wrestler.
Yeah, I would say two real women's matches on a Mania.
Yes, you could definitely preface that.
Yeah, because I think if they wanted to be biased, if they wanted to be technical, I would have gave it to Tori and Candice as well when they had their match at 26. But as far as, being a serious match and not a gimmick match, I do believe it was the first. Like, women have really come up in WWE.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I just wish
it just mind you when
before.
Trish and Lita and Molly Holly doing that Attitude Era, turn it up, women's wrestling up also.
This new generation of women, they're just kicking butt, and it's so cool to see and be a part of. It's like at Mania this year, they changed it back to the women's title, and they no longer call them divas, they're superstars. And so, you know, not only are they changing things in the ring, but they're changing it outside of the ring as well, where people view them as just women athletes who are out there, you know, stealing the show and putting on amazing performances just as equal as the men are. And so it was just an amazing weekend for women's wrestling, no doubt.
What are your thoughts of the TNA knockouts? I'm sorry, what are your thoughts on the TNA knockouts?
What are my thoughts on the TNA knockouts?
There's a
lot of talented girls there. I've been a Gail Kim fan for a long time, so you know, she got inducted last night in their Hall of Fame, and I think she's phenomenal. She has been for so long. And then they have, like, Sienna, Allison Kay, who's there and just won their title. I think they're turning a new leaf with that. And, you know, she brings a lot to the table. So I think they're stirring up the pot with some new stuff, which I think is always good, always good. So it'll be exciting to see what they do in the coming months with that.
So can we expect more from you far on NXT?
That's a good question. I had my match with Alexa Bliss on NXT maybe a month ago, a couple weeks ago, and one of the coolest experiences of my life, just to be able to say you're on the WWE Network is such a privilege, and I learned so much being there. I've been there since then as well at tapings, and so any opportunity I get, I hope I can take advantage of it, and that's all you can hope for. You know, if the door gets cracked open, I know that I'll be able to bust it down and hopefully make a positive influence.
Right, and I really do like how the commentary, Triple H, let the commentary be themselves and even talk about the person's background and even if they're a second-generation wrestler or a third-generation wrestler.
Yeah, I think that they do a great job of that. I think NXT's commentary is some of the best. They're very entertaining as well. And so watching it back, obviously while you're out there, you don't hear the commentary, but watching it back, I was really impressed. I mean, they knew I have a bronze medal in powerlifting. They knew I was second generation and knew I was trained by Lance Storm. And so it was very cool to hear how knowledgeable they were on my life. So that was a very cool experience. Hopefully I'll get to have that again.
Right. Yes, and I noticed that several of Lance Storm's students is also part of WWE, like Tyler Breeze and Emma.
Yep, Tyler Breeze and Emma are trained by Lance. Peyton Royce, who's in developmental, as well as formerly known as Biff Busick. He got his name. Oney Lorcan is his name now in NXT. He's trained by Lance. And so it's very cool to see how many people he's influenced and how successful they are. And I find that whenever I run into SWA grads, we're like a family. You know, we all want to look out for each other and we all hope that each other are successful. And it's such a cool thing because sometimes in wrestling, you know, that's not the case with people. And it's amazing. We're just this little Storm Wrestling Academy family all over the world.
Right. And I just like how Lance Storm talk about his academy and how he show how to work the right way to work and also and working smart also without not having a long you could have a long career in wrestling on doing the right executing working the right way instead of doing because he explained about the leg drop that the hip not gonna be could be having affecting you when you get older for a wrestler that continue doing the leg drop.
Yeah, absolutely. Lance is the best. He's the best trainer in the world, and he teaches you not only how to work and you know the moves, but he teaches you when and why to use them, and he helps develop you as an individual. You know, not everybody does the same stuff. Not everybody has the same style and has the same goals, and so he's able to adjust his teaching style to whatever his students need, and that's very rare to come across. And so I'm forever grateful for Lance. He's the reason I'm in the position I'm in right now. I had never taken a bump before I got up there in September. And so in September, I took my very first bump in Calgary, and then 3 months later, I graduated from his academy and had my first match. And so, you know, he takes you from square one all the way to having matches, and he's amazing. He teaches psychology. You do promos. You in ring work. You have days where you get to kind of say, hey, I kind of want to try this. Can I try this? And he'll, you know, if you're able to, and he knows you won't die doing it, he'll probably let you try it. But he's amazing, and not just an amazing teacher and an amazing wrestler. He's an amazing person. He's one of the best people I've ever met in my life. He just gets me, and so I'm very grateful for the relationship I have with him.
Yes,
Lance is clean
definitely
down
from the heart dungeon. The Hart family came from their school, the Hart family dungeon in Canada.
Yep, he is. Yep, he was trained by the Harts.
You mentioned that you are a power lifter, and you won a bronze medal in powerlifting. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
you know, some of your wrestlers come from other sports and transition to wrestling. What are the difference in powerlifting and wrestling, and what are the things that help you out in both?
Very different things. I almost want to say there's very few similarities, but, you know, the strength aspect, I'm able to pull off a lot of strength moves that most girls can't. You know, I can basically pick any chick I've ever worked with, I'm able to pick them up on my shoulders, no problem. And so in that sense, it's helped a lot. You know, but I also was a three-sport athlete in high school, and so I've been an athlete my entire life, and I think that just overall, you know, between volleyball, basketball, softball, and powerlifting, and just being an athlete, that's where it really contributes to wrestling because, you know, whether people realize it or not, it takes so much athleticism to do this job well, and so I think my whole entire athletic path has helped me with transitioning into wrestling, but powerlifting specifically, yeah, I can pull off some good power moves and, you know, use some different unique counters and stuff because of my strength and, you know, knock on every piece of wood in the building. I have not had any injuries, and so I've got a good base on me, and hopefully it stays that way.
You mentioned earlier that you want to work in a Target Center and Madison Square Garden. Is there any other arena that you really want to experience, or at this point, they're just the top two?
Those are my top two for sure. Like I said, Japan, I've always wanted to work there, whether that be Tokyo Dome, Korakuen Hall, wherever it ends up being. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't my goal to get to the big dance one day with WrestleMania. And so hopefully one day that opportunity is there. And wherever that show is, that would be the biggest accomplishment of my life, to have a Mania moment. And so wherever that is, that would be amazing. But, yeah, Target Center is even above Madison Square Garden for me, just because it would be so special to know that where I fell in love with wrestling and where I've grown up watching it, I now get to perform there. And so that's definitely on my bucket list.
Yes, definitely. Those are major landmarks, the Tokyo Dome and the Korakuen Hall.
Yeah, absolutely. Some amazing matches have taken place in those two buildings. So it would be a privilege to be in there.
All right.
Y'all want to hear something funny? Hello?
What was that?
Yeah, so real quick, I'm catching up on NXT and not knowing while I'm interviewing you, your dad is on there.
yes, he is.
That's cool.
Good
timing. He's managing a new tag team.
Yeah, Arthur's a pain, though.
The Authors of Pain. They have the coolest ring entrance music. I am thoroughly jealous. I think their music is so, so cool. I love some unique, hardcore, badass music, and that's what theirs is. So the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, God, I want to steal that. That's some great music.
Before your dad came out at TakeOver and they ambushed Rankin Alpha, you kind of seen a little bit of Hawk and Animal with them. If you remember how Hawk and Animal used to just run in the ring and clothesline you from the back or give you that nice stiff forearm, it kind of gave you that. So when I seen Paul Ellering, it kind of all makes sense to me. Because I'm a huge Road Warriors fan. And I just seen them for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, both of those guys are great. I think they have a really bright future. You know, they came in, what an opportune time, especially after how amazing that tag match was at TakeOver. Amazing match. And so to be a part of that segment is a very, very big deal for them, I'm sure. And I've met them, and they're very humble, very hardworking guys. And so I wish them nothing but success, and I hope it works out really, really well for them.
Tessa's on here tonight as well.
Yeah, she's in there against Carmella, yeah?
Every time I see the Revival against American Alpha, I know it's going to be a classic. For some reason, those two give me Arn and Telly versus the Steiner Brothers.
Oh, awesome and, matchup then.
And another tidbit about Carmella, she's also a second generation wrestler. Her dad was mostly a preliminary guy in the WWF in the 80s.
Wow. I learned something new.
Wayne knows all that stuff. He's a pressing guru.
She actually mentioned that on NXT a few times during the storyline.
Wow, I never knew that. Rachel, I would love to see you down there full time. I can see you having a very nice thing going with Peyton Royce or Billie Kay.
Oh, that would be, I think that would be Lance's dream matches, is me versus Peyton. just because we're both SWA girls. That would be so cool. I hope one day it can happen. If the opportunity comes, I will absolutely grab it by the horns and run. Until then, though, I'm having some amazing experiences. I get to travel a lot and work with some really great people. This summer I'll be all over the place. I've got some big stuff planned. And so, if the call comes, I'm ready. And until then, all I can do is keep working as hard as possible and learn from everybody and anybody.
Awesome. Can you plug any of your upcoming shows?
Oh, absolutely. The big one is this Friday, Shine 35 in Ybor City, Florida. For those of you who aren't in Florida, you can get it on the Fight TV app, so it's on iPay-per-view. It'll be campus. I mean, you heard us talk about the card earlier. It's going to be phenomenal. I've got some smaller shows later this month, but then another big one in August, I will be wrestling Tessa Blanchard again at the NWA Legends Fest in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so that'll be a big weekend, and I'm also going to be on the next Queens of Combat show, which is also that weekend. So that first weekend in August will be filled with a lot of good wrestling, and it'll be a really cool experience to have a Blanchard and an Ellering facing off at the NWA Legends Fest. So that one I'm definitely looking forward to as well.
I just got Fight TV. And $35 and $9.99. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Going to be can't miss. Absolutely. Lots of international girls over for the show. The big title match, big Money in the Bank match. Tessa and I have a rematch, and so that card is pretty special looking.
Oh, they have Courtney Rush in the previews.
Yes, Rosemary.
That's like the best thing going for me right now in TNT. Sorry, the decay is like everything for me. After the decay segments are over, I actually, with Shannon.
Yes. Rachel, what's your thoughts of TNA having technical difficulties on Pop TV last night?
I did not watch last night, so I did not know about that. So I guess I don't really have a comment because I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, it was trending a whole lot.
Yeah, I know that Chelsea Green, who's a Storm Wrestling grad, she had a dark match last night there. And so hopefully that went well for her, but that's all I know about what went on last night there.
Yes. Have you had a chance to work with Chelsea Green Canada?
Yeah, just a little bit. She came in my third week of training, and we got to work together. And then when I was up there, I trained for 3 months with Lance, and then I stayed another three because I was booked on shows all over Canada. And so I got to travel a little bit with her. And Chelsea has become one of my dearest friends. She's one of my best friends. And I really look forward to hopefully working with her one day in the future. She'll also be on the Shine Show this coming Friday. She makes her Shine debut. And she's got a really great future. She's one of the good ones. She's such a good person, and she's got such a good heart, and she works so, so hard. And so I truly hope that, you know, her big break is coming soon because she deserves it.
Yeah, she definitely does.
Yeah, she's a great girl.
Would you like to ever see Ronda Rousey coming in pro wrestling to lead UFC coming in pro wrestling? Because Ronda Rousey is a wrestling fan.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, she was at last year's Mania. I am a huge Ronda Rousey fan. I absolutely love her. You know, when she first broke in as being the chick for UFC, mm-hmm. and everybody thought she was very cocky and, you know, had a very big head and stuff, I loved her because of that. I love a confident woman who is not afraid to be that, and so I've loved her since she first, kind of had her big break, per se. I don't know if she'd ever be interested in actually getting in the ring, just, you know, solely because of, like, contract issues and stuff with UFC, but it would be, you know, if she ever does, I want to be, sign me up to be in there with her. I would absolutely love that. So we'll see. I hope she does make an appearance. Otherwise, you know, I know she's been to some PWG shows as well, and as well as WWE. So it's very cool that, you know, such a popular figure in society right now is a pro wrestling fan. It's very cool.
Yes. We also had another famous athlete who was a huge wrestling fan who passed away, with Muhammad Ali, was a huge wrestling fan himself. Did your dad ever meet him? Or
you know, I think he has. I'd have to ask him for sure. I think I do remember him mentioning that he's met him a couple times, not even just once. But what an amazing man. He is one of my all-time favorite people to listen to. I almost call him promos because he's so phenomenal. You know, just his inspiration and his methods were so, so incredible and so groundbreaking. And just he was an amazing figure for America. And it's very sad that he's gone, but what a legacy he lives behind. You know, he'll forever be remembered. So, and it's very cool. I mean, he's been a part of Manias. He's been to shows. And so that's also very cool that he was a wrestling fan.
Could you ever see yourself getting a reality show like on like WWE Divas on E! Television? Could you ever see yourself doing that one day?
If they asked me to be on it, I would gladly do it. I like to think I can be semi-entertaining sometimes, even in my real life. And so, you know, for people who follow me on Twitter and stuff, I live tweet my life, and I always, you know, I'm very sarcastic. I'm very easygoing. And so, you know, if they ever ask me to be on, I would gladly do it. I'm friends with Natty in real life, and so that could be kind of fun just to work with her in that. And maybe I could babysit her cats along the way or something like that.
Yes, or Paige also, which is, she is another second generation wrestler also.
Yeah. Her mom was actually supposed to be on Shine this weekend, but I guess they had a family emergency.
Yep, you never know that Triple H might give Vince an idea about a women's generation stable.
Yeah, no kidding. Now that we've listed off all of these all of these generational wrestlers, I've had a lot of people on Twitter mention the, oh, you got to create a four horsewoman and have, you know, it wouldn't make sense for me because the Road Warriors feuded with them, but well, what the heck, I could join. Why not, right?
Tessa Blanchard and Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah, Tessa, Charlotte, me, Natty, Paige. I mean, geez, that's quite the clan of generational.
Yeah.
I have a question. I'm an old school wrestling fan.
Yeah,
I'm a traditionalist, pretty much, you know. And it's just like sometimes on reality television, they expose the secrets of wrestling. like Tough Enough did, you know, took behind the scenes of what, you know, what it goes into to be a wrestler. I prefer things to be, you know, some things in wrestling to be kept secret. What are your thoughts? Do you think everything about wrestling should be known, or do you think, you know, some things should stay secret away from the public?
You know, that's really tough because at this point it is all exposed. And so it's not like you can take that back and go back to, you know, not complete kayfabe era, but, you know, it's all out there. It's all public knowledge. I personally, for example, last night on Raw, the beginning, I don't know if you guys watched the beginning of the show, the entire locker room was out on the stage for the Orlando tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I realized they're out of character in that moment. But, you know, when front and center it's Seth and John Cena standing right next to each other, you know, it just is like, well, we haven't seen the show yet, and we know one's a heel, one's a face. You know, so I'd like if they put heels on one side, faces on the other, just to kind of keep it, you know, semi-separated. But, you know, that it's so tough because everybody knows, you know, it's been exposed already. And so you can't take that back and you can't go back and change it. But even when I'm at smaller shows, if I see whoever I'm working that night in the parking lot and I know there are fans outside, I won't say hi to them until I get inside, just because, you know, it makes for a better story later. And it hopefully
yeah.
that makes them just, even if it's 1%, even if it 1% makes them more engaged in our match, you know, that's great. That's what you want. And so I do wish it was a little more secret per se, I guess, but you know, it's not, and you can't go back on that. So all you can do is, you know, little stuff like that. I'd like to be acknowledged a little bit more.
Because like when Shane McMahon came back, he kept it. He was to be interviewed on like on ESPN. He kept it secret because he has an old school, you know, mindset too.
Yeah,
and I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Because, like, you know, back in the day, we had magazines, but now everything's, like, on the internet. There's spoilers. And I think, in a way, that hurts the business a little bit, take the mystique out of it a little bit.
Yeah, it does take away the mystique a little bit. But, you know, like I said, you can't go back. That happened, you know, how long ago. And so I
yeah.
think at the end of the day, it is on the talent and the performers to still put on the best show possible. And you know, that's with people believing 110% or not, you know. And so no matter,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it's our job to engage the crowd and get them involved. And so, you know, that's still doable.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I recently heard something about one of these indie fans in Louisiana, some woman that actually still believe to this day wrestling is a shoot, and she got arrested for trying to stab the heels in the ring, and put out a handgun also.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard she did know that it was fake, but that she said she just got caught up in it.
Yeah.
Which, props to that heel, because if you can get somebody that upset, that is, you are doing your job. And so, yeah, really crazy story. Thank goodness, you know, everybody was okay. And not only just the wrestlers are okay, but the fans. You know, that's a tragic situation that was just waiting to happen. So thank goodness everybody made out of that okay.
Right. You would think Donald Trump he'll be worse than that. it is kind of bizarre nowadays. They're using Donald Trump's catchphrase at every wrestling company and saying that we're going to make America better, now I'm going to make wrestling better, or Darren Young better.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
cool
wrestling's
about
always working with pop culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
wrestling and pop culture is like best friends. You see one, you see the other. So, Rachel, I have a question for you. Any diva or any male from the Attitude Era, with the exception of Trish and Lita, since they were your inspirations, who would it have been?
Who would I want to face off with?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, that's tough.
One male, one female.
Okay. Well, I'm wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin T-shirt right now, so that is going to be my answer for the males. I would gladly take a stunner. So I'll go with Steve, and then, I'll go with Molly Holly. She's a Minnesota chick, and she could work. I mean, you know, when she did her Molly go-round, first time I saw her do her Molly go-round off the top rope, I was like, gosh, I never thought she could do that. And so she was a really amazing athlete. I would almost say there's a tie between China, just because I know her and I could have some dueling strong chick stuff, but I will go with those two.
I would love to see you on Molly. I could see a lot of good chain wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that would be so fun. She's amazing.
Yes, and China definitely paved the way for a lot of women to go into pro wrestling, from bodybuilding and powerlifting also.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you look at people like Natty and Beth Phoenix, and – you know, it's like I like to think that they were influenced by China as well, because they, you know, they're not afraid to have muscle. And, you know, Beth could military press slam girls like it was cake. And so very, very cool to see that.
Yes. And definitely Molly Holly was definitely a power lifter also.
Yeah, yeah, she was. Yep.
I am trying to think. If you could retire one federation besides ECW to work in, which federation would it have been?
Sorry, what was that you cut out?
If you could revive one federation besides ECW and WCW to work in, which federation would you have revived? I'm sorry, I'm making more specific. If you could revive one women's federation that's no longer around, which one would you revive?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. You know, for me, it's probably a bad answer, but I would say none. I think that the state of women's wrestling right now is so damn good, and there's already so many platforms, and if you get too many, then it's not as special. You know what I mean? And
right.
And so I think the way it is right now is so good. You have, you know, the Women of Honor. There's TNA, there's WWE, NXT, Stardom over in Japan is doing amazing things. You know, Lucha Underground has some crazy great girls. And so I think that there are enough big platforms for women right now, because you do want to just display the best. So I think that I would just keep it the way it is.
Right. And I think there's a chance of these companies could have a one-hour, you know, women's show possibly for the for national TV, since they have all these women reality shows.
What kind of show?
All women's show from wrestling show from either WWE, TNA, or Ring of Honor.
I don't think that there will ever be a just women's wrestling show that's broadcasted, you know, weekly or anything like that. I just can't see a major company doing that right now. I think that they're an integral part of every show that they're on, and they have the ability to steal every show that they're on, no doubt. I can't see a network distributing an hour every week to just women's wrestling, though, because it's a particular audience that would watch that, you know.
Right.
I think the first step would be to give those women, you know, a couple more minutes here and there on Raw and SmackDown, and, you know, on those bigger shows, have two women's matches on a pay-per-view, and, you know, have two or three women's matches on a Raw and interview segments. So it's you know, filtered equally, just like the men have. So I think that would be the place to start before they ever even discuss having a women's show, an all-women's show. You know, give those women a platform and the amount of time that they deserve on the show that is already there and established.
Yes, that would definitely work right there. In which they was that close. I think they did have three women's matches at one of their pay-per-views from last year.
Yeah, they've definitely, over the last couple of years, it's been amazing. There used to be shows where there were no women seen, and now there's at least one women's match on every pay-per-view, and usually one women's match on every Raw, as well as an interview segment, a backstage segment like Charlotte and Dana had. And so it's definitely going upwards, for sure.
Right, and I give Triple H all the credit. He's pushing hard. He's been hard for Vince McMahon to have these women get more time on TV and more women's matches.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been an integral piece to that puzzle. He deserves a ton of credit. And just look at what he's done with NXT. It's a brand all in itself now, and it puts on some of the best shows. It's my favorite show to watch every single week. And so, it's that 1 hour of just pure good wrestling show. And so, he definitely deserves a ton of credit for that. But I always say it's those women. Those women busted their butt to be in that position. And when that platform was finally given to them, they were ready for it. They just needed the time, and they were ready to grab it and run with it. So props to all of them for working their butts off to get to where they are now.
Right, definitely. And I really do like the show Groundbreaking, also that show most of the women also behind the scenes and also working out their character and doing other things also, working on getting physical therapy from their injuries for the NXT show.
Yeah, Breaking Ground is it's always very interesting to see the backstage process. So for anybody who hasn't ever seen it, it's something. There's a lot that goes into it.
Have you had a chance to meet with Triple H during your time at NXT?
I have met him before I even had that experience at NXT. And so a couple times when I was backstage with my dad, I've met him. I had a tryout in June, and so I had met him there. And then I didn't sit and have a conversation with him at the tapings where I had my match with Alexa. I just saw him, shook his hand, said hi, and then you go along with your business. And so I see him anytime I'm there, but never – I never sit down and have a full conversation with him. He's the busiest guy in the whole building.
Yes, definitely. And William Regal also busy. He stayed busy also with talent.
Yeah, Regal he's like one of my favorite people there. I learned so much from him. He is just a fountain of knowledge, and he loves wrestling, and he loves helping people who want help and want to improve. And so he's an amazing, amazing person. And, if you go back and watch his World of Sports stuff and then, his whole career, it's like, that guy could work, and he's so good. And so whenever I like to watch some good mat wrestling or some good brawling, he's a good person to watch. And so, yeah, Mr. Regal he's an amazing, amazing person.
Yes. We're about to wrap it up. It was nice for you to come on Wrestling F Factor Radio. You can come back to the show anytime.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
awesome.
You guys.
Awesome.
I appreciate it. Oh, thank you. I had a great time. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you can come back anytime to the show to promote anything or, just talk about some interest. And stories also on the road.
Yeah, oh for sure. I love wrestling. I could talk wrestling all the time. So it would be a pleasure.
All right. You have a good night.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
You too. All
right. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rachel Ellerin, the future of pro wrestling, second generation wrestler of Hall of Famer, Paul Ellerin of the WWE. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to download this episode, go to blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingFactorRadio or the fan page on Facebook at Wrestling It Factor Radio Show /It Factor Entertainment Radio. On behalf of Tommy Two Chips and Romeo, this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll it up, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on, bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, but you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look. Hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming, man? I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slated before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.